And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob, and that was the Angry Samoans doing Lights Out from their Back from Samoa LP. And the inspiration for that, actually playing that, came from a late night YouTube session last night. If you've never heard of a show called New Wave Theater, please check it out. It was a show that was around back in the 80s. It was super psycho crazy. It was from Los Angeles. And they had tons of killer bands on there, 45 Grave and Suburban Lawns and so on and so forth. But there's some really great footage of the Angry Samoans playing on New Wave Theater. So go to a computer. You're probably listening to us on a computer, and check it out. And like I said, you are listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And I have a guest here today. His name is Paul. And Paul used to actually work for Maximum many years ago. He hasn't been here in probably over a decade, but I drug him in, and I said, I want you to play a bunch of jams for the folks out there, and he
Hello,
will do
world.
That. Hello, world. Hello, Paul. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. But first, I'm going to start out. I don't want to get too sentimental with the listeners, but I was thinking about it recently. I have been working for Maximum Rock and Roll for approximately 20 years, and I started thinking about it. And I thought I'd do a set of bands that I was listening to back in 1994 that put actually all the releases that I'm playing. Actually, I specifically chose ones that came out in 1994. And these were all some of my favorite bands during that era. And hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as I do. We're going to start out with Avail doing Song.
Yeah.
human being has to go through some suffering. Now, every human being has to go through some suffering. Human being has to go through some suffering. Now, every human being has to go through some suffering.
After playing Mozart.
Oh,
All right, that does it for my first set of tunes there. Once again, as a reminder, those are all releases that were put out in 1994, which was the year I started working at Maximum Rock and Roll, and they were all bands that I really liked during that time, and I actually really like all of those bands still to this day. And that, of course, was probably one of, definitely, I don't know, top 10 ever punk band for me, Jawbreaker. The Boat Dreams from the Hill was that track. And before that, of course, was the legendary Spaz doing Loach and Disrupt doing Domestic Prison, I Hate God doing Blank and Shoplift, The Gaia doing You Are Number One, The Registrators doing Youth, and I started off with Avail doing Song. And I was kind of thinking about it, and I've actually seen all of those bands at least a few times, except for Disrupt, and I never got to see them. But Paul, who's my guest DJ today, actually saw Disrupt, who was one of his favorite bands.
Great band.
Great to listen to and great live. So Paul's got a little special set. I'm going to let him set it up for you, and we'll go from here.
All right. Well, the first thing we're going to hear, we're going to go from Shotwell into Crime. And the reason why I picked these songs is because I feel like San Francisco is having for the last couple of years this moment of transition that's just it's like a tsunami. I don't know how to describe it, really, of just displacement and just rapid change. And so some of these songs are kind of an homage to parts of San Francisco that maybe have been covered up or have disappeared altogether, but I don't think they're gone. I don't think they're totally gone. So I picked these songs for a specific reason. And maybe we'll return to talking about it a little bit later.
Sounds great. What are we going to hear first?
First one we're going to hear is Shotwell, San Francisco's Witherin'.
San Francisco's Witherin', the dust tickles my throat. Laughing at absurdity for a decade. It blows!
and I'm not here, but we can. Yeah, no, we can. But we can. You know we can. Let's rinse the landlord. Let's rinse the landlord. Let's rinse the landlord, man. Roaches up to my knees. Turn the oven on, it smells like that. Yeah, yeah. Till the rain pours through the ceiling. But we can. You know we can. But we can. You know we can. Let's wish the landlord. Let's wish the landlord. Let's wish the landlord, man.
cut you down.
You're on.
Trying hard to stay warm, trying to keep the fire.
All right, that was Miami from San Francisco with all members who were originally from Miami with The City That Never Sleeps from the Miami Shotwell Split LP. Before that, we heard Hickey from their one self-titled album with California Redemption. Before that, we heard J Church, Tide of Fate. Before that, we heard Strawman, You're Not Alone. And before that, we heard Christ on Parade, Kill Your Landlord, and The Dead Kennedys with Les Lynch, the Landlord. And we started off the set with Crime, San Francisco's Doom with an intro by Shotwell. Their song was San Francisco's Witherin. And part of the reason why I pick these songs is because there's a little theme you can kind of tell through some of this, is that some of them represent things that punks were singing about 30 years ago, landlords that are just trying to find a reason to get people out of their house so that they can jack up the rent for new tenants and so on and so forth. So some of the stuff that we're dealing with here now is just kind of more of the same, business as usual. So that's why I picked a lot of the songs.
It's a great set and very telling of the environment of San Francisco and many other larger urban areas throughout the world. You know, but I will say, you know, it's a rough, it's a very telling set, but I think you did touch on something that earlier, before the set, was that I truly believe that despite all the changes in San Francisco, the essence of San Francisco still exists.
Totally,
Or I wouldn't live here. And you just have to look a little harder to find it.
Yeah,
so I love this city with all my heart.
And I think part of the reason, I mean, the reason why I specifically picked that Strawman song, You're Not Alone, is that, I mean, you know, Tommy singing in the lyrics of that song, like, you know, you can't afford to just bend under the pressure of the rhetoric that the change has happened and you got to go, you know, you got to flee your home. It's like, no, I don't have to flee anywhere.
It's a great set. Thank you. Well thought out. Great songs, great bands. And thank you. Hopefully we'll get to your next set. My next set is going to be a little long, but we should hopefully squeeze in a few more from Paul towards the end. There's a great set of shows coming up over New Year's Eve here in San Francisco. It's Neurosis, Tragedy, Kowloon Walled City, and Author and Punisher. I've seen all these bands. They all fucking destroy. I'm pretty damn excited about seeing one of the two shows that all these bands are playing. So that's what I'm playing, these four bands. I'm going to start out with Neurosis from their Through Silver and Blood record, and they're doing a track called I.
Let's go.
right, that does it for my set of bands that are playing two nights around New Year's Eve in San Francisco. That was Arthur and Punisher doing Terror Bird. What a fucking rocking song. Very Godflesh inspired, and it's pretty cool. I've saw that guy live before, seen that guy live before, and it's one guy, and he makes all of his own instruments. It's really quite incredible. You should look him up online. He makes his own microphones, and it's just insane watching him control all that stuff, because they're not like your typical instruments, guitars and stuff. So it's hard to describe. You just got to look it up. Before that, local band Kowloon Walled City doing Turk, Taylor, and Jones from their first release. Tragedy doing Not Fucking Fodder. What a ripper that is. And, of course, Neurosis doing I. And we're going to bring Paul back. We got a few minutes left. We're going to try to squeeze in two songs of his. I kind of feel like you're almost sticking with your theme from earlier a little bit. What are you going to play for us?
Well, the first song we're going to hear is Flux of Pink Indians with the song Progress, and then we're going to wrap it up with BGK Computer Control.
Yeah, I think we're going to take a little break between songs and just close out the show, and then we're going to close out with BGK. I think I'm wearing a BGK shirt, actually. So there you go. All right, hit it. Sorry about that. Short set here, Paul. I unfortunately had to cut off a few of your songs from your sets. We only have an hour here at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I touched on it in a minute. Was there a significance to choosing that particular song and then the song we're closing out with, BGK Computer Control?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why I picked both of these songs and some of the songs that were going to be in that final set was simply that... Specifically now, in the last like 15 or 20 years, probably we've given a lot of lip service to the way technology has changed our lives. And I think punk bands have been singing about this for 30 or 40 years, you know, expecting doom and gloom. And there's plenty of it to go around. But, you know, progress sometimes isn't all that it seems. And I think you just need to have a critical eye towards those kind of technological changes. That's it.
I agree. But what's interesting to me is how advantageous technology is punk bands now.
And people are listening to the show on their computers probably, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's made the world and the punk scene so much smaller.
Yeah, totally.
It's easier to book shows. It's easier to find bands, you know, and I'm definitely not a stickler for like, oh, back in the old days I had to walk uphill both ways in the snow. You know, I'm all for, because if the internet didn't exist, you know, the thousands of people that listen to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio every week wouldn't hear it.
Totally,
so, you know,
totally. It's
as simple as that. But I do agree that you do have to look at the advancement of technology with a critical eye and be very cautious moving forward. There's a lot of things I see and read about in the technology field that make me feel very uncomfortable. So
oh, yeah.
Anyway, thanks to Paul for coming in. I'm sorry we had to cut his set a little short, but we have a great song closing out. I want to remind you, you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob. And just to remind you, you can always reach us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com for email. Check us out on the web, maximumrockandroll.com. We have a fancy little website. We've got a Facebook page. We've got Twitter and all that razzmajazz. We've got lots of cool stuff for sale, an ongoing blog, and la-di-da-di. And if you want to send something in for consideration, for review in the magazine or radio airplay, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD only release, and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California 94146 in the good old USA. Paul, what are we going to close out the show with today?
BGK, Computer Control.